This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just jump into the Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm, and you can jump into one of those rooms. We'll get you on the air, and you'll sound almost like you are sitting in the studio with us. Well, you know, it seems like the big news, at least for a lot of Americans right now, is the polar vortex. News stories from around the country are saying that if you are in the Chicago area, for instance, you're recommended to not actually breathe deeply outdoors, as well as you're not supposed to even really do much talking when you're outdoors, because it's supposed to be so cold, perhaps as low as minus 66 is what it was in Minnesota overnight.
Fahrenheit or Celsius?
Fahrenheit. Minus 66 degrees, according to the Associated Press. I know you had a related story to this. We'll get into that here in a moment. But here's the headline from the AP. A polar vortex is engulfing the U.S. Here's what that really means and why these events might be getting more common. Is there something to this, or is this just fear-mongering? For the first time since 2014, the polar vortex is descending on North America. Wind chill temperatures dropped to minus 66 degrees Fahrenheit in Minnesota on Tuesday night, and more than 83 million Americans in the Midwest and parts of New England will contend with sub-zero temperatures sometime between Wednesday and Monday, according to CNN. I've heard it's supposed to get down into the negatives here in beautiful little Keene, New Hampshire tonight. As a matter of fact, according to the story here, some areas in Minnesota and the Dakotas are facing temperatures 50 degrees below average for this time of year, and they say that is life-threatening cold. The National Weather Service Chicago office reported wind chill temperatures in the range of minus 45 to minus 55 degrees. Now, you are laughing already at this.
Quick, everyone, buy a Hummer. We need to increase the temperature now. Everyone, just turn and leave on your lights, leave on generators, everything.
Now, you're from, actually, Quebec province in Canada, originally, and you spent some time up there recently for the winter holiday. You're a college student, but you've got almost a month off, I think, during the winter holidays. You went up there for some period of time, and you said when you got down here, you were throwing off layers.
Not just from Canada, from Enfield in Grafton County, I had to remove
layers. So 2 hours north or whatever.
Just an hour north. Yeah. I was in the mountain areas, mm-hmm. I guess, so that's different, but... Today I did need my jacket. This past week, I would just go around with just a t-shirt and then my winter coat. Now I had to put something above the t-shirt because my arms are getting cold from underneath the coat.
What's the coldest? I mean, having lived in Quebec for some amount of time, having visited there, what's the coldest you've seen? Do you recall?
When I would go to visit, luckily I would always miss the really cold marks. I remember the coldest I've ever been was when we first visited New Hampshire when we were thinking of moving. It was, I think it was around like the winter before Obama was elected, and there was like 4 feet of snow, more snow than I've ever seen there before, and that was the coldest it's ever been. So this was around like 2008, 2009.
So you don't recall how cold it actually was, what the temperature was? Because I know I've been in negative 20, and it might have even gotten colder than that last year.
Oh, I've been in negative 22. It's just as I get older, I guess I start to feel it less, or maybe all the alcohol, it's ruining my skin. It's making my skin all hardened. So
what alcohol? You're under 21.
Oh, that's right. I'm in the States.
Oh wait, no. You mean all the alcohol you drank legally while you were in Quebec?
Absolutely,
because you can drink at 18 there legally. The National Weather Service, again, reported wind chill near Chicago of negative 45 to 55 degrees Fahrenheit Wednesday morning. That's this morning. The office cautioned that the extreme cold would continue through Thursday. The term polar vortex describes the mass of low-pressure cold air that circulates in the stratosphere above the Arctic and Antarctic regions. Sometimes the circulation of the polar vortex weakens during the winter, causing surges of frigid air to splinter off and drift south. The freezing air is carried by the jet stream, a current of wind that extends around the hemisphere and divides the air masses in the polar region from those farther south. This polar air mass has always been present, but scientists first dubbed it the polar vortex in 2014 when a similar, though less severe, cold snap hit a majority of the continental U.S. North America, Europe, and Asia can all experience polar vortex events, which bring temperatures that are simply too cold for people to be safely outside.
It's like, have you seen that movie, The Day After Tomorrow?
No, that's like a disaster movie, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. Wasn't
that Roland Emmerich,
yes,
the director?
Yes.
The guy who did Stargate?
Independence Day. So Verz, you know, it's like it's sort of something similar or whatever. It's not a scientific movie, but no. Verz a scene where like someone steps outside and it's like the liquid nitrogen effect from a Terminator 2.
Whoa.
It's like they just like freeze, and you know, versus like a scene where all the cold air is entering a building and they're like creating fire, and you see the cold air like leaving, and it's like, so that's just what it reminds me of.
You're talking about frostbite and hypothermia issues very quickly, like in a matter of minutes, maybe seconds, according to Brian Hurley, meteorologist with the Weather Prediction Center. According to them, hypothermia occurs when your body loses heat faster than you can produce it. Frostbite arises when skin and the tissues below freeze, or in extreme cases, die. Chicago's National Weather Service also said that, quote, dangerously cold wind chills could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 5 minutes. The office suggests covering any exposed skin and bringing pets indoors. What do you do with a pet that's indoors? Like, at some point, they got to go out. Unless you want them peeing all over the place inside and taking a dump in the middle of the floor.
Well, that's what bathrooms are for in regards to the dump. Some people, you know, what they do is, for spoiled dogs, they put, you know, they would catch it, right? You know, I've seen some crazy, you know, dog animal lover wackos do that. I mean, it's gross, but you got to do what you got to do. You don't want to have a dirty floor when it's Snowmageddon outside.
You're referring to what I have done with Jazzy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised you didn't think it. Like, I mean, it doesn't come intuitively, right? You know, the average person doesn't think, oh man, you know, I just have to wait there for it. But I'm surprised you didn't suggest that.
No. The reason I do that is it's more efficient that way. Because you don't want to mess up somebody's lawn, right? Like right now, it's snowy. It doesn't really matter. But you know, otherwise, you don't want a messy old poop going all over somebody's lawn. And then, you know, because you can't, oh, if it's real, like, fluid, you can't, you know, you just can't get it all if you're trying to pick at the yard. And then you end up picking up clumps of their grass. And, you know, it's just much more, I think, kind thing for the neighbors ultimately, and it's actually a little bit more efficient. It's a little bit faster to just catch it on the way out.
Oh, and it's effective if you're stuck inside.
You can't do that with a number one, though. You can't do it that way. It was just with a number two.
Well, if you have like one of those Canadian milk bags or, you know, a wine thing, you could just. But
so 8 deaths have already been linked to the recent weather, according to CBS News. One Illinois man was fatally struck by a snowplow. 2 people died in a car accident in Indiana, and a man collapsed and died in Milwaukee after shoveling snow outside. Another man was found dead on the doorstep outside of his Detroit home. How does that happen? And 3 deaths in Iowa were linked to the storm. So they're not saying here people are actually dead because of hypothermia. There's no actual citation here that, okay, yeah, this guy died on his doorstep. He could have had a heart attack outside. Right?
That's a good point. Or, I mean, the way I'm thinking, he could have been locked out and then froze, but it doesn't say he was locked out, so that's...
No, it doesn't say that, and look, if you're locked out of your house, I mean, there's a good chance your neighbors are going to let you in. You know, if it's a life or death situation, even if you don't know them particularly well, you've probably seen them. They've probably seen you. They know you're their neighbors. So,
well, I guess it's sort of like in a disaster scenario, you know, like these deaths might have happened anyways. It's just that now that we're in a disaster situation, we're counting them and trying to see if, or they might be doing it, try and see if it's related.
Well, that's the thing. They're saying that this is really scary, that this is really dangerous, and I'm not trying to downplay it. I mean, it definitely sounds like a serious thing. But of course, the news media does want to make things sound maybe more serious than
they
actually are. So, I mean, I would say you probably don't want to be outside during temperatures like that unless you absolutely have to be. And if so, stay out for as little time as you possibly can. Sounds like a pretty serious situation. But it leads to the question about global warming or so-called climate change. And you've got something about that, Vincent. We'll get into it. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Whether it's the weather or something else that's on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. Freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-453. The polar vortex is something that is vexing a lot of people here in the United States. Millions of Americans are dealing with very, very cold temperatures as we speak, as nighttime begins to make its way westward across the United States. It's Ian and Vincent here in the studio with you tonight in our chilly studios. It's not that cold in here, thankfully, but outside in New Hampshire, it's right now 16 degrees in Keene, expected to get down to negative 5 tonight. Now, I don't know what the wind chill is going to be like here, but it's probably going to be a little bit colder than that. But that's nothing compared to what some of the folks out in the Midwest are dealing with temperatures down as low as negative 50, perhaps, negative 60 degrees in the last 24 hours. They've actually had that happen, apparently, in Milwaukee. So pretty serious stuff. Even according to this, the story at the AP, U.S. Postal Service has suspended mail delivery service in nearly 100 zip codes. So much for the old saying about the Postal Service. No, what is it? Nor snow, nor sleep, nor something.
I've never
like that.
Used it's the postal service, yeah, so why would I know?
You've never sent mail? Your whole life in the United States, you've never actually sent physical mail somewhere?
No.
Wow.
Forgot that I'm on the radio for a second. No, I was shaking my head. No.
That is reality here, folks. You're actually dealing with somebody who is 20 years old. And has never, seriously, you never sent a letter to grandma or anything like that?
It would be calls. It would be calls.
You made phone calls.
Well, I was raised in an isolated area, so mm-hmm. you might as well just make the call instead of sending the letters.
Have you ever talked on a landline phone?
Oh, yeah. Most of the call, it's people I've talked to some landline early in my life.
But you yourself were on a landline phone?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Right. Oh, yeah. I didn't stop using VHS until I was 10. So for the whole beginning of my life is VHS.
But that's interesting because we have talked about, just as an aside, we have talked about how the Postal Service is this dying entity, that it's hemorrhaging billions of dollars in cash every single year. And, big reason, of course, is because everything's going online. I mean, a lot of billing is online now. A lot of person-to-person communications. In the old days, our grandparents wrote letters to one another. That doesn't happen anymore. Maybe grandparents are still writing letters, but nobody's for the most part, younger people, the baby boomers, they're not writing letters. They're sending emails.
It's all a bunch of junk mail, too, for every one. Like, I have a mailbox now. For every one, not useful, but important piece of, actual important piece of mail I get, like, 10 spam of offers or of junk, and it just fills up the trash can. It's tiring.
So it's just interesting because, you're an example of probably someone typical. I mean, I'm not going to say you're typical in all ways, but you're a young person who has never sent something through. You've never put a stamp on an envelope. You seriously have never done that your entire life.
Probably like one of the parents' envelopes when I was young, but no, I've never said
yourself.
Where's the stamp. Yeah, no.
Wow. See, that's the Postal Service is done for because you're probably not that uncommon in your age range. There are probably a lot of people your age who have not ever had any reason to send. I mean, they had a phone in their hands from day number one, or a tablet or whatever, basically.
Well, and I never even was into all that technology, and I don't use it, but I will take one point against it. I don't think it's done for, not while you have, the union and the government backing it. It's not, we're not going to say goodbye to it until probably decades after it's passed.
That it should have gone.
Yeah,
I think you're right about that. So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, speaking of things that are of a newer sort, there is, of course, Bitcoin.com. It's your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. We're talking about things that are changing the world. The Postal Service isn't changing the world. Email has killed the Postal Service, and now, of course, email is kind of on the way out with social networking and all that.
We could see crypto kill the banks.
Although I still spend a lot of time doing emails, way more than I'd like to. But cryptocurrency like Bitcoin absolutely does have the potential of killing the old money system. Now, it's not going to happen tomorrow. It's probably not going to happen next year. It's still pretty early on in this game. And so when you look at the price of a Bitcoin being around $3,400 US per Bitcoin today, and you think, well, it's too expensive, I can't afford that. Well, look, you don't need to get a whole Bitcoin. You can get a fraction of a Bitcoin. You can get $20 worth of a Bitcoin. In fact, you can learn how to do it over at Bitcoin.com. You can get the Bitcoin.com Academy as well. It's totally free to take that over at Bitcoin.com. Plus, if you're not brand new to Bitcoin, there's stuff for people that are experienced as well, like getting the latest news headlines or engaging with the community on the Bitcoin forum over at Bitcoin.com. So we were talking about the weather here in the United States. The polar vortex is what folks are dealing with. The Postal Service suspending mail delivery in 100 zip codes, or about 100 zip codes. Almost 1,500 flights were canceled at Chicago's O'Hare Airport, and another 326 were grounded as of midday today. According to NBC, FlightAware, the airline tracking site, reported 1,975 flights leaving or entering the U.S. have been canceled, and another 611 are delayed. Despite the AP, by the way, despite President Trump's assertions to the contrary on Twitter, the emergence of a polar vortex does not invalidate the scientific consensus on global warming. Now this is starting to sound like opinion, isn't it? Because the idea that there is a consensus on something in science, I find to be fallacious from the word go. Like, science isn't about having a consensus. It's about, you know, you have a theory, you test your theory, you have a hypothesis, you test the hypothesis, you make a theory, people try to break it, basically. They try to prove that you're wrong with whatever it is that you've come up with. That's what science is about. It's very unlikely that of all the scientists in the world, 100% of them agree on everything. If you want to join us here, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The polar vortex creates weather events that take place regionally on days-long or week-long timescales. The latter is a planet-wide phenomenon caused by increased concentrations of certain gases in the Earth's atmosphere. Global average temperatures are still among the highest ever recorded, and oceans are the warmest they've been since we started keeping records. In fact, recent research shows the frequency of winter polar vortex events has increased over the past four decades, perhaps because of climate change. Now, of course, first it was an ice age back in the 70s.
Like global cooling.
Then it became global warming. And now it's global climate change, where they're trying to, like, have both, like, have their cake and eat it, too, have both things be true at once. Oh, yeah, it's still getting warmer, even though it's getting colder. What?
And by, it's like by calling it now climate change, that's sort of like the bottom of a barrel term they could come up with, because there's no way, you know, there's no real way to debate climate change.
Right, it's true.
The climate is always changing. But they're trying to co-opt it to their own, the climate change means whatever they say it is. And they're trying to start to illegalize opposition to that. In some places, people are calling for climate change deniers to be arrested. Like, is that scientific, having people who question your hypothesis, have them arrested?
Wow, are people really calling for that?
Yes.
Who's calling for this?
Yes. A bunch of these big Poindexter climate people. I can't list any names off the top of my head.
But is it like, so it's like actual, there's people?
Well, it's the talking heads that they get on TV to go spew out talking points. It's the, you know, it's all the big popular people who are trying to do it. And it's like the alarmists. Yeah. It's like alarmism.
I got to agree with Gene, the Christian anarchist, on this. He's frequently called about this topic. It's like the idea that human beings can have any kind of meaningful effect on the planet seems ridiculous to me. And exactly what is their plan to deal with so-called climate change? What, create a tax? How exactly?
A carbon tax.
You need anything. Herbal tea for relief right away. So write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Temperatures are expected to reach between 15 and 30 below zero in some parts of the country. Dr. Tom Walters, an emergency department physician at Cleveland Clinic, has some tips if you really do have to head outside.
You want to cover up all exposed areas that you can, fingers, ears. Some things you can't cover up as much, like a nose, although in this day and age there's a lot of face masks out there you can wear if you're out working in the cold.
Police say it was a dangerous drug raid and shootout that left five Houston police officers injured and two suspects dead. Houston Police Union President Joe Grimaldi says he's sick and tired of people using the anti-police rhetoric against them.
We've just had enough. We go out there every single day. We put our lives on the line. And all we want is a fair shake and for people to understand that we're the good guys. We love our community.
Grimaldi was speaking there on Fox News, and he also said he wants to keep people accountable for their actions. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free and join us right here on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have an email list if you'd like to sign up for that. You go to freetalklive.com. It's right there on the front toward the top of the site. Just drop your email address in that sign-up box. Get on the list. We will send you usually one per week, one email per week. So we're not going to burden your inbox. Nothing worse than a bunch of junk coming into an inbox. We try to keep it simple, keep it short, and do it weekly. And that way, hopefully, you'll appreciate the news coming from Free Talk Live rather than feeling overwhelmed. Just go to freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. Again, that's freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
So, Vincent, I started out the show tonight. We talked about the polar vortex and some of the dangers of being outside, apparently, in the Midwest, especially in very deep negative Fahrenheit temperatures, going down as low as apparently as negative 60 last night, maybe continuing that low over the next day or so. So, you know, there was kind of like the warning aspect to it. But then it led to, in the AP, became an opinion piece. After talking about, you know, the supposed facts of the polar vortex, they were excusing the polar vortex, saying, oh, well, this doesn't invalidate global warming. See, the globe's still getting warmer, but it's also getting colder.
Yeah, you know, journalism is dead in this country. You know, AP is supposed to be the gold standard for what journalists want to aspire
to. Right, they have their own style guide.
Absolutely, that we follow. I think the college, or some journalism department, programs at the college are AP, not affiliates or however. We could use AP style, AP works without crediting them. So AP is held with reverence of journalists, and we're still doing this opinion garbage and pushing talking points. And yeah, it's unfortunate.
And you had a related story on this global warming, because it's brought us to the discussion of, well, is this the whole thing BS? The claim that every scientist agrees with it, I'm just not going to buy that on its face. That sounds like junk to me.
Well, no, not every scientist, Ian. If they said 100% of scientists, that would have sounded like Soviet propaganda. It's something around 97 or 99% of climate scientists agree. Right? You know, you can't have, you know, the election go 99% or 100% for Stalin, right? You got to have, you know, a few other votes there, here and there, little percentages. That makes the sheeple think they have the choice, the illusion of choice. So,
well, right. I guess the word consensus seems to me on its face, I mean, the actual...
Well, that's what they use. That's a word they use, is consensus.
Right, right. And that makes it sound like everybody agrees, even though that's not exactly what the word means. To me, that's what the word feels like. It's like, it's the consensus. That's what science thinks. But the actual definition of consensus is just a majority of opinion. So it could be a 51% consensus. And regardless, you know, majority does not make right. A group of people, a large number of people saying a thing doesn't necessarily mean that they're correct about that thing.
Well, and the fact that they're scientists also doesn't necessarily mean that they're correct. Now, obviously, right. Climate science and physics is two different things. But, you know, a lot of the things that Stephen Hawking came up with, you know, he's all revered and everyone's become a scientific meme. A lot of that was disproven, or he even disproved it himself.
That's the whole point of science.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Keep coming up with new theories and testing them.
But there's like some sort of cult of personality or a cult of geek, where just because someone, you know, talks well or is quirky, like Neil deGrasse Tyson, everything they say is true. You can't question it. We're a scientist. So here, this is from PJ Media: record cold forces rethink on global warming, by Tom Harris and Dr. Tim Ball. This was published yesterday. Headlines around the world are reporting exceptionally frigid conditions and unusual high levels of snowfall in recent weeks. They tout these events as records, but few people understand how short the record actually is. Usually less than 50 years, a mere instant in Earth's 4.6 billion year history, the reality is that when viewed...
Oh, wait, because you believe in the 6,000-year thing in the Bible? You don't really believe that, right?
The reality is that when viewed in a wider context, there is nothing unusual about current weather patterns. And also, I mean, I put the allegedly in there because, like, there's no way you could actually know. I mean, I'm thinking if you weren't there, it's very difficult to say exactly what it was. But despite this fact, the media, directly, indirectly, or by inference, often attribute the current weather to global warming. Yes, they now call it climate change, but that is because activists realized around 2004 that the warming predicted by the computer models on which the scare is based was not actually happening. Mm-hmm. That's the main point of it.
Well,
for models, their computer models say that's what's going to happen.
Here's a shocker. The human programmed computers can't figure out what's going to happen with the weather. I mean, these things don't even know 24 hours out what's going to happen with the weather. How could anybody believe that a computer model is going to know anything, you know, beyond the next day? Yeah, it might be all right at predicting that it's gonna snow tomorrow. Like, it's been pretty decent at that, but it's always wrong about how much it's going to snow. The last snowstorm that we got here in the Keene area was, or the one before last night, there was one that happened.
Last night, they were like, oh, we're going to have to cancel class and everything. I wake up and there's just like a dusting and we had class anyways.
There was maybe 3 inches or something like that last night. But the other one, there was this big, bad snowstorm that was supposed to come last week, and everybody was like, I went somewhere and somebody was, are you ready for the snow? I'm like, yeah, I got a shovel. What else do I need? And they are acting like it was going to be some kind of apocalypse or snowpocalypse, and they were predicting 18 inches. Maybe there were 6, maybe 8 inches here in Keene.
And I remember that storm. I was walking through it back from my show, and I took a picture, and it's all tranquil or just snow. I'm like, oh, me walking through the storm at 2 a.m. It's just alarmism. To, you know, people criticize talk radio or Alex Jones for fear porn, but you know every media organization does it because
they sure do.
I mean, would it sell? You know, would people care as much of a weather if they said, yeah, it's just going to be 8 inches tomorrow? It's going to look scary, but don't worry, absolutely not.
Well, they want you to tune in. They want you to hold through a break, right? You've probably studied to some extent television news and the way that it works. I mean, what's the old saying? If it bleeds, it leads. I mean, I remember watching the news media years ago in Florida. I used to work at the Kmart down there, so I would see the 6 o'clock news because I was usually working during that time frame, and I'm in the electronics department, so I see all the TVs. We got it on one of those channels or whatever. And it wasn't uncommon for them to, at the very end of the news, they'd have, like, the cutesy story. Where it was like, it's Mildred's 100th birthday, and our cameras were there to capture the moment. And, you know, they throw that in as like a, you know, 10-second or maybe maximum 30-second little tag story at the end of the news, just as a filler.
So I mean, annoying.
Nobody's going to put the Mildred 110th birthday story as the teaser. That's not going to be what they say, stay tuned tonight. You're going to want to see this footage of Mildred blowing out her candles on her cake. I mean, no one cares. I mean, it's cute. It's adorable. But ultimately, it's not going to get anybody to hold through 3 commercial breaks.
No, absolutely not. And it's not about getting people accurate information now. It's just getting people to watch your commercials and spend their money. It's absolutely sick. This right. is why the country is in this state. But
So it is fear porn. It's fear mongering. And it works. It does work. And, of course, it also works for politicians, too, so not only the media, but the politicians can pander to this fear. And you've got, like, Ocasio-Cortez saying the world's going to end in 12 years if we don't do something, whatever that something is, some sort of government tax or program or whatever. It's ridiculous.
And it's not – I don't want it to go to say that any time there's anything bad in the news that it's fake or over-exaggerated. I just think that they want – and or what a politician says, I think they just want people scared of the stuff that they want to be scared of. I'll keep people in line, right? Like the real things people need to be scared about, like, you know, the deficit, the size of government, the police state. You'll never hear anything about that. And if you even just bring up the facts, they say, oh, you're a fearmonger. You're spreading fear porn. You're an alarmist.
Yeah. What else we got?
It's so we have here carbon dioxide levels continue to increase, but the temperature stopped increasing, so the evidence no longer fit the theory. English biologist Thomas Huxley commented on this dilemma over a century ago. The great tragedy of science, the slaying of a beautiful hypothesis by an ugly fact.
That was Huxley.
Yeah, Thomas Huxley, not Aldous Huxley.
Oh, okay.
I'm unsure. That quote was what made me want to use this article. That was a good one.
You got more though, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
All right, let's talk more about so-called global climate change, which is the replacement for global warming, which was the replacement for the supposed ice age, which, you know, there's always something that's going to kill us on the planet. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us and take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free here to bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Some would have you believe the world is going to end in 12 years if the government doesn't do something. And, of course, the claim is that somehow a tax is going to save the world.
Well, but Ian, save a world from what, right? There's save a world from the polar ice caps melting to a point where there's no solid ice left on the planet. That's what Al Gore warned about back when The Inconvenient Truth came out.
But isn't that false as well? Like, isn't it true that they're not actually...
Well, and the answer, which is whenever it comes to science, always shouldn't be yes or no. It's a complicated answer. It's mm-hmm. like, you know, they would melt some seasons and then grow again. And it's like with the polar bears, right? You've probably seen that image of like a polar bear on top of the, like floating on top of a piece of ice looking sad. And everyone's like, oh my God, they're losing their habitat. Well, apparently that's how polar bears hunt. And like some places they have like a huge... There's like a large populations of polar bears that's exploding or so. That was a few years ago. But it's like, and it just shows that how good propaganda works, right? All you have to do is show a sad animal and people, all rational thought goes out the window. Yeah. They don't bother looking it up for themselves. They don't bother doing anything except saying, oh my God, yeah, I'm going to, and they don't even like stop doing their own personal bad habits for the most part. They just say, oh, I'm going to vote for this person. That'll fix everything.
So we're talking about a story that you have from yes. PJ Media. Now, it's kind of a conservative website, right?
I've never heard of it before.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I've heard of it before. That doesn't invalidate necessarily what they're saying. They're kind of giving another side to this debate about global climate change. And you had more on that story to share.
Ended on a quote, the great tragedy of science, the slaying of a beautiful hypothesis by an ugly fact. Yet the recent weather is a stark reminder that a colder world is a much greater threat than a warmer one. While governments plan for warming...
Yes, it is.
Well, government, but yeah, you can't grow anything in the cold. All the indications are that the world is cooling, and to the contrary to the proclamations of climate activists, every single year more people die from the cold than from the heat. A study in British Medical... Study in the British medical journal, The Lancet, reached the following conclusion. Cold weather kills 20 times as many people as hot weather, according to an international study analyzing over 74 million deaths in 384 locations across 13 countries.
That's interesting.
How did this bizarre situation develop? It was a deliberate orchestrated deception. The results of the investigation of the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, were deliberately premeditated to focus on the negative impacts of warming. Mm. In their original 1988 mandate from the UN, global warming is mentioned three times, while cooling is not mentioned even once. The UN notes that, quote, continued growth in atmospheric concentrations of greenhouse gases could produce global warming with an eventual rise in sea level, the effects of which could be disastrous for mankind if timely steps are not taken at all levels. This narrow focus was reinforced from the 1992 United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, body of the IPCC, is required to support defined climate change as being caused by human activity. When is a climate model useful? IPCC Working Group 1, WG1, produced the evidence that human-created CO2 was causing global warming. That finding became the premise for Working Group 2, which examined the negative impact, and Working Group 3, which proposed mitigation policies and actions to stop the warming. The IPCC did not follow the mandatory scientific method of allowing for the null hypothesis, namely, what to do if evidence shows CO2 is not causing warming.
I mean, a lot of these environmental concerns, and, you know, I'll be clear, I'm not a scientist, just a talk show host, but I'm pretty sure I learned in science class in, like, elementary school that CO2's what plants crave.
Oh, you're sounding like that crazy health ranger Mike Adams.
I hope not, because, I mean, that guy is pretty crazy.
Well, no, he might be
right about some things, but he's a fascist.
Either him or I feel, well, I wouldn't go that far, but yeah,
Didn't you say that about him on your show?
No, I mean, no, Ian, that's a, do I look like the kind of person who goes around calling people fascists, Ian? I mean, after listening to my show since its inception.
Didn't you have a graphic on your show, Questioning Authority, that showed him in, like, a Nazi hat?
Well, no, it was a captain's hat.
From the Nazis, though, right?
No, I put the T for Trump.
It did look like one of those
American
Nazi hats.
Well, I mean, you know, the Pinochet hat, the Soviet hat. It's a captain's hat. But, it's one of his arguments, I think, from one of his shows, or it could have been someone else, was saying that it's a good thing, which I don't agree with, but that there's more CO2 because it's good for plants. You could grow more food. You could feed more people. So that's a positive, a so-called positive side people never talk about.
Yeah, I mean, it could be if the polar ice caps melt and the sea levels raise, maybe Florida will go back underwater, in which case, you know, the world's not going to end.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it'll go back underwater.
Well, it's not just Florida. It's a lot of, third world populations because they live on, like, the coast, like, tropical islands and such. But, you know,
like you were saying, it's overblown, the fears about the polar ice caps melting. There's not really much evidence.
I remember some teachers back in grade school, because this is where most people get brainwashed about this, is in school, either, you know, it's higher education or grade school. They said probably, I think by this time or even before this time, because this, I was told this in the 08 or 09, that all these places would be underwater if we don't do something now to stop it.
Right. And how many of them are underwater now?
Zilch.
Right.
But I do remember a teacher was talking about a volcano, how a volcanic eruption was bad for the environment. They're like, because all the CO2, it shoots up into the air. And I said, well, and I'm not saying volcanic eruptions aren't bad for the environment. But in this case, I said, well, wait a minute. Don't plants feed on CO2? So why would, well, you know, if
the
it was
problem
sulfur,
with a volcanic eruption, one of them, is that the ash will blot out the sun.
Well, exactly. Which is why, obviously, I'm not saying it's not bad for it, but you know, when she couldn't answer, the teacher couldn't answer that. They're like, yeah, you know, Vincent, you're right, CO2 is good for plants, but and it'd be, it's probably,
and,
they realize,
know, like, it seems like these environmentalists, as smart as they purport to be, just ignore some of the most basic facts. I mean, look, you're not going to run out of water. All it does is change form. Okay, but water is still out there. Yeah, the whole idea that
wasting water,
right? The idea of wasting water. I'm not saying you can't deplete temporarily, a water supply in like a lake bed or something like that. That can absolutely happen in the drought conditions and all that. But the water doesn't disappear when you flush it down the drain or, you know, expend it out of your garden hose. It evaporates eventually, goes up into the sky, and then comes down as rainfall.
Yeah, law of conservation of energy. Nothing is ever destroyed.
Or created or destroyed. Right? And this is the same thing is true with energy, where they also are like, be careful you don't waste energy. You know, I actually saw today, Vincent, when I was driving, and I have a program called Waze. and Waze helps you, you know, navigate from point A to point B, and it lets you report where the police are. But every now and then they'll post like an advertisement or a message of some sort. And there's like this helpful little message that comes up and says that the best reason for ride sharing is it reduces your carbon footprint. And I'm like, no, the best reason for ride sharing is it lowers your costs. That's the reason why you want to share rides with others, is so it's cheaper to get from point A to point B.
Well, I think what they mean by the carbon footprint is instead of two people taking for separate cars.
Yeah, I know what they mean. Okay. Right? But thanks for explaining it. But that's what they mean. Is it does reduce the carbon emissions, but that's not the best reason to do it. That's not the reason why people get in an Uber. That's not the reason why people... I mean, maybe there's a few environmentalists out there who, you know, get a real, you know, stiffy when they get in their Uber or something like
not
that.
No, but real environmentalists like Leo DiCaprio, they have and Al Gore, they have private jets, they have motorcades right. to drive them around.
But the reason why conserving water and conserving electricity makes sense is because you're conserving your wallet. You're not spending as much money if you, say, for instance, turn off a light when you leave the room. It doesn't have anything to do with saving electricity because, like you said, energy is neither created nor destroyed.
Well, it's not created nor destroyed, but it isn't, you know, when you, let's say coal power plant, right? Mm-hmm. Coal natural, let's just use coal or gas. That's, you know, obviously the matter isn't destroyed, it's just converted to CO2 and emissions, but you're not going to get that fuel back. So, I mean, in regards to, like, fossil fuels, yeah, obviously
no, but
it
the
is
energy
a finite,
isn't gone, right? It's
but you
also
just can't use
changed
it,
form.
Right? But,
right?
Yeah, it changes form, but you can't use it. So wasting, I do believe, you know, wasting energy is a bad thing, you know, if you're using fossil fuel-based.
But it's only because it's a poor choice economically. That's the only reason why it's bad, because there's always going to be other sources of energy out there. Remember, it just changed form, so you have to find other ways of getting energy, and the marketplace has been amazing at doing that. Remember, they took what used to be considered a pollutant, oil. It used to be considered a black crap that destroys farmland, right? Like, oh my God, there goes some good property. We just had this oil come up and go all over the place when they didn't know what to do with it. It was a nuisance. And then somebody figured out, oh, yeah, you can burn that stuff, and it's actually really good for burning and super efficient, and now this home is heated by oil.
I mean, but in a pure free market, but I'm pretty sure we're suppressing a lot of the green technologies and...
You think green's being suppressed?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah, by the establishment, the oil, the fuel industry. Yeah, I think a lot of green technology and stuff. You know, like a carburetor that can make your car go 200 miles per gallon. Obviously,
on
they
water,
suppress that.
855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number here. We got more on global climate nonsense. Hour 2's coming up. Pre-talk live.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober. Now, your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.